Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Live Sunday edition. If it's from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern time, well, wherever you are, because it's Eastern time here. If it's between 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern time, we're going to be here taking your calls. The chances are very, very high. As a matter of fact, we were here on Thanksgiving. We'll be here on Christmas. We'll be here on New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, and all of those other days. So, Free Talk Live. The number, 855-450-3733. It's a good idea to put this number in your phone. That way you've got it for when you want to call. 855-450-free, as in freedom.
Memorize it like the good old days.
It's not that hard. 855-450-3733. 855-450-free, as in freedom. Yeah.
Rolls off the tongue.
Well, it does when you practice it, that's for sure. Tom in New Hampshire calling here on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind, sir?
Oh, well, how all these Republicans are lining up behind Donald Trump, and not just demanding recounts and making sure that they dot all their I's and cross all their T's, but coming up with absurd accusations of widespread fraud and everything. But what they're claiming is exactly what the Republican Party actually did to Ron Paul to prevent him from getting the Republican Party nomination. Pulling all kinds of strings, claiming that he lost
Didn't the Democrats do that to Bernie Sanders to some extent, too?
Yeah, maybe, part of politics. But we're talking about the how Ron Paul won the Iowa caucus, and they admitted it a few weeks later after some more primaries and caucuses took place. So, and then they had a rule that in order to get your name placed in nomination at the convention, you had to have at least five states or territories where you won. And Ron Paul people went to the convention. They wanted to go to the rules committee to challenge that and have their say in that. And the bus that the Republican Party sent, for these people to go to the rules committee happened to get lost.
Got lost. Yeah.
Yeah. And
amazing.
If you remember that one? You had state conventions where you had the chairperson ignoring protests, some people making point of order and this and that, raising issues, and the chairperson either totally ignoring them, or in one state they simply had the hotel take the partition and just close off the Ron Paul people away from the rest of the supporters, the Republicans.
They did some terrible things, but I mean, so all I can think of when I hear the Republicans claiming that there was election fraud was, in 2016, the Democrats were claiming that the Republicans stole the election with the help of the Russians because of Russian memes. It seems like Americans don't really believe in their electoral process. I mean, you don't, do you?
Well, take a look at how there is open bias where the libertarians have to pay more fees and go around, and they're supposed to go and collect all these signatures, which is in order to, you don't just go out into a field and collect all these strawberries. You have to, other people sign the petition. It's the libertarian candidate's job to other people sign the petition. And that's an absurd requirement. It's just like saying it's your job to other people vote correctly or other people shut off their crazy switch. Abolitionists ran into the same problem. You can't fix crazy. So
roll this back into what you were talking about.
Yeah, I'm not sure what this has to do with this or strawberries, but I do have this question. So when I was I got to see a ballot in Florida this go around, and there were quite a few people on it. I can't remember, but somewhere close to a dozen different options for whom to vote.
And obviously, the Libertarians were there, as were the Republicans and the Democrats. And I don't know if I saw the Greens on the ballot or not, but at that point, you've got the four majors, if you want to put Libertarians and Greens into the category of major parties. But, I mean, they're the only ones.
Top-tier minor party.
Yeah, they're a top-tier minor party where you actually, they have a statistical possibility of winning. So I have this question, Tom. If you just said anybody can put their name on the ballot in, you know, whatever the state is, wouldn't you have a lot of names? And would it get confusing at some point? Should there be some criteria for
right choice voting?
It's kind of hard to say because Ron Paul issued raised the issue with proposing that congressional law should require that congressional candidates only have to get 1,000 signatures to get put on the ballot in a state. And the idea
that still a threshold
would become overcrowded that way, I called up his congressional office one time to point out that there were 30 candidates on the ballot in New Hampshire for president. And so this was the day of the Republican primary, of course. And I went there and I found the candidate I wanted. There's not a problem if there are 30 of them. I told, because you don't talk campaigns to congressional staff because they're on the federal payroll, but you can talk about a speech that he made that's in the congressional record, and you can talk about that stuff. So that's the way I phrased it, is that, you know, it's not a problem if there's 30 candidates on
the ballot. What if there are 300 names on the ballot, but the Republican and Democrat were the first two to make it easy for those people?
No, don't make it easier for the Republicans. You just put them on the ballot, and they, I don't want too many candidates. Yeah, like you said.
What about this option?
If it's too much.
Here's one that I've heard posited by Libertarians that I kind of like. That you have to write the name in of your candidate.
What if you spell it wrong? What if
doesn't
your
count.
Handwriting is awkward? What if...
Well, I mean, you know, there's some evidence, right? Like, maybe you should learn to write, first thing. I mean, if you can't make a legible, understandable shot at how to spell, I don't know, Paul, Bush, Clinton, I mean, a whole variety of names.
Einstein.
Well, fine. You know, Gary Hart changed his name from Heart Song to Heart so that it would be easier to understand. Fine.
Okay.
If you can't make a shot, a pass at, you know, getting yourself understood, then, well, I'm not sure we want your vote.
Yeah, well, that's a good question. I'm just bringing up the point about how the Republicans rigged the nomination process against Ron Paul, and here they are complaining that the process was supposedly rigged against Republicans, when you can design it so that it's a lot easier to verify by, like I mentioned on your program before, printing serial numbers on the ballots, and you have to account for all of the ballots and take the tape off so that you can see the serial number.
You could do this with blockchain if people wanted to. I mean, really, it's quite possible in the age of COVID to put a QR code up at the town hall. People go there, scan the QR code to verify that that's their private key, as they call it, or that that's their phone from which they're going to vote, and then vote via the blockchain, and then you know, it'd be safer than just sending out a bunch of ballots and seeing who sends them back.
But I'm already on the record as saying this: the only reason Trump lost is because he didn't cheat hard enough. Cheat as hard as
I would say the same thing. I mean, if Trump was managed to telegraph that there was going to be cheating, then
he did.
He already knew.
The entire thing that happened was like predicted by Trump months ago.
Yes.
Right. And then like, okay, so you knew what was going to happen.
Why didn't you do
something?
You
knew they were going to cheat. Yeah. Why did you not cheat to mitigate that?
Well, we'll see what happens with the Electoral College this week.
Oh, geez.
Well, let's take a look at, you know, the options to say that, well, the voters had a choice of either Trump or Biden is like the rapist who argues that he gave the victim a choice, in the mouth or between the legs.
Oh, my. I'm just going to go ahead and stop it there.
Okay. Either way, I'm not going to advocate for electoral politics at all, because I do find it to be corrupt. I do find it to be manipulated and cheated. But knowing that, knowing that you have to cheat to win, knowing how your opponent is going to cheat to win, and then not cheating better, harder, to mitigate that? Come on.
One of the things that I find...
5D chess.
You know, that the Democrats claim that, you know, the cheating was going on with Russian memes on Facebook, mind you, but somehow this election was clean and clear? Come on.
No, not at all. They just won because they cheated better.
Yeah. It's a crooked system, and that's all. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live. Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. Go there now, click on Get Started at the top of the page. Once you do that, you'll find a cornucopia of information, neatly organized for your needs. If you're a knowledgeable crypto user, check out news.bitcoin.com, where you can get the latest headlines. Bitcoin.com is your source for buying cryptocurrency, getting a wallet app, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news, all on a slick and easy-to-use website, all put together by the best minds in the business to teach you about cryptocurrency. Bitcoin.com. Divi's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the value soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divi's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DiviProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DiviProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DiviProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
What if the United States and the Soviet Union had fought on land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions, or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BainBooks.com.
Every year, over 1 million fires burn in America. Fortunately, firefighters are on the job, saving life and property, and you can be a part of it. 7 out of 10 firefighters and emergency responders are volunteers. There's no typical firefighter. Anyone can volunteer to serve their community. Volunteering as a first responder is really about having the heart and drive to make a difference where it's needed most. Your community needs you. Are you ready to answer the call? Learn more and find local volunteer opportunities at MakeMeAFirefighter.org.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live.
Call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about. That's what we do here on Free Talk Live. The number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. And we are talking about a situation that occurred this week where the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, which I still claim should be the name of a convenience store, raids a manufacturer of gun accessories.
Accessories, specifically now, the 80% lower.
Right, this accessory is the 80% lower, which would be considered a gun to 100% lower, but it is not.
Or 81%.
81%, yeah. I guess, is the number. So up to that point, it had been completely legal. Now it's not. Now, they didn't arrest anybody. They didn't take anything.
Well, they did take the buy-build shoot kits.
Okay, they took some kits. Okay.
They took the kits.
Now they're determining that the buy, build, shoot kit is is considered a firearm because not only is it an 80% lower, but it is an 80% lower with the tools to make an 80% lower.
Not just the tools, the rest 100%. Of the parts. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yep. Interesting stuff. But let's go, before we get back into that story, let's go to Robert Cullinan from South Carolina. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind, sir?
Okay, I just wanted to let you know that, over the millennia, people have moved all over the place in Europe and from Asia to Ireland and places like that. And it's so hard to know what the net effect is on any particular individual. As a matter of fact, you can't even be sure that your son is not your neighbor's son. It's just that hard. But there are certain things that maybe you can tell because of the way an individual turns out or because of what area they're born into, what the people are generally like. Like, for example, you were talking about Jews before. Well, the Jews were thrown out of
the caller was. I prefer not to have the conversation at all, but please go ahead.
Okay. In any case, Jewish people were forced out of Spain in 1492, and some of them went to a place called the Netherlands, which is today the Netherlands. And that's why you find some people who are very, very good at the Netherlands is extremely the people there are extremely good at banking and those kinds of things. And also in Germany too, they're good at those kinds of things because the Jewish people moved to Germany around 1600 years ago, and they moved to the Netherlands around 500 years ago. And you can see how good they are at those kinds of things. But on the other hand,
wasn't one of the reasons the Jews chose banking as a occupation? In many cases,
yes.
Because the Catholic Church had what they call usury laws and basically made it impossible for a good Christian to loan money. So, these people that didn't follow the predominant religion, of course they're going to fill in the gaps.
Well, Christian people did the banking business for the most part in the United States during the early years, and Jewish people basically had to break into the banking business, which they did rather effectively. But on the other hand, it wasn't until later on that Jewish people, as a matter of fact, I can remember when I was a child, it was very hard for Jewish people to get started because, like Tuxedo Park, New York, we didn't live very far from there, and there was a guy by the name of Avril Harriman who became governor, and he wanted to get into Tuxedo Park, but he was Jewish, so they wouldn't even let him through the front gate. So he said, okay, I'll just buy the mountain on the other side, shave off the top of the mountain. He put a huge estate up there, even put his own little railway station in front of the place and called it Harriman, New York, and instead of the train stopping at Tuxedo, New York, it went one stop further and stopped at Harriman, New York. So he even extended it, and that train went all the way down to New York so you could get to New York City to Wall Street, where the people from Tuxedo went. But he could,
is this Harlem that you're referring to?
No, I'm referring to Tuxedo, New York, and Harriman, New York.
Okay, I'm not familiar with either of them.
Okay, well, Avril Harriman was a very wealthy man and became governor, and
okay.
He wanted to.
You told the story. I got it. I just not that I disbelieve it. I just am not familiar with them.
Okay, well, I'm just letting you know that I remember, the early years of my life and what my parents had told me. I'm half Jewish and half Christian, so I know it from both sides. My mom's side of the family is half Roman and half Italian Swiss, and my father's 3/8 Ashkenazi Jew from Heidelberg, Germany, and a little bit from France, and 1/8 Sephardic Jew from Venice, Italy. So I know the different ways of thinking. They actually thought differently about practically everything. But the objectives were the same, but the way in which they reached their objectives were surprisingly different.
Yeah, I think the culture is probably homogenizing a great deal. I mean, I don't disagree with what you're saying, that maybe there was some different thought processes or whatever that might be. But in today's society, with media just, you know, overlapping amongst social groups, it seems like people are becoming more and more similar in the way that they think. You know, it makes perfectly good sense to me that, say, late 19th century, you're talking about two different cultures living alongside each other that largely don't intermix and don't mingle, that they very well could have different problem-solving techniques and ways of viewing things and stuff like that. But
you would want that, especially when they're introducing those problem-solving techniques into a marketplace.
Yeah. Now, in order to insulate yourself from the world media, you're going to have to try really hard. Ask the Hasidic Jews, ask the Amish. It's difficult.
Yes, that's true. But you know something I've also noticed in life, now that I've gone through about the many years that I have, that actually people are much more the same in the final analysis than they are different. And a lot of times you have totally different legal systems. Like, I studied law in Germany, and I also pretty familiar with the law in the United States. And the law, the way they reach their conclusions is quite different. But they're supposed to reach the same conclusion, innocent or guilty, but they do it in a very different way. They even have a different way of looking at psychosis. In Germany, psychosis is kind of in a different category. It's not considered a real crime. It's a crime, of course, but the way in which they handle it is quite different, whereas even their definition of crime is different. For example, for it to be a crime in the sense that we think of crime, you have to acquire something which you don't deserve. That's basically the equivalent of crime. If you kill somebody for a crazy reason or for no reason at all or something like that, they consider that psychosis. And for that, they generally would put you in a psychiatric hospital and then keep you there as long as they considered you to be a danger of society. Whereas if you killed somebody out of Habgier, is what they call it in German, in other words, greed, the most you can get for fit is 15 years. And then after that, they would decide if you're a danger to society, and if not, then they just let you out.
Yeah, fascinating stuff. I mean, a lot of people feel like what they would call a plea of insanity in the United States means that somebody's getting off for something. But the guy who, I believe the guy who killed shot Reagan, he might still be locked up. If not, he's just recently gotten out. I know he was in the news. I can't remember exactly what the outcome was. But, I mean, you know, it doesn't matter whether you're incarcerated in prison or a mental asylum for that period of time. It doesn't matter. Wouldn't matter to me.
It would matter a little bit.
Like, why?
I would think the structure of the insane asylum would be a little more lax compared to a prison.
Like, what? In what way? I mean, having been in a prison and not an insane asylum, I can only give you a little bit of insight here. But which way are you referring?
One is more. I envision one more being a hospital.
I would rather be in a prison than an insane asylum, in my experience. Now, I wouldn't want to be on death row, but when you're just talking about, I mean, insane asylums, they're going to drug you up anytime they feel like it. I wouldn't find that.
If you act out, if you're just serving your time, I don't think they're
going to
start.
They're going to give you, one of the ways of acting out is not taking your meds.
Okay.
They're going to prescribe something to you immediately.
Okay.
You're in a mental hospital. You need drugs. That's how they're going to see it. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live.
So when we brought him home, we didn't realize that Bear, the rescue dog, was actually sick. He had very flaky skin. He was dropping a lot of fur. And the vet wanted to do steroid injections, special dog food. Nothing seemed to work. So that was at a dead end.
DINOVITE.com.
I've been hearing Dinovite on the radio for years. It never actually crossed my mind to try it until it finally sunk in. Oh, you're talking about hair and skin. And, all right, I'll try it. Well, it took probably 6 weeks, but after we started using Dinovite, no more flaky skin. He doesn't scratch and itch, and he started to put weight on.
Dinovite is nutrition.
I wish that we would have started the Dinovite right away. It would have been so much easier.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
Every rescue dog in America deserves Dinovite for 90 days.
DINOVITE.com.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Coronavirus vaccines are on their way to hundreds of vaccination sites around the country after receiving FDA and CDC approval over the weekend. Many of those who will be first in line to be vaccinated will be those in nursing home facilities, something that was reportedly not going to begin for at least another week. That's something Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar says was a misunderstanding. He tells CBS's Face the Nation that nursing homes will be able to begin vaccinations as soon as possible.
Yeah, no, we're not actually asking the nursing homes to wait. And we were able to have a really good discussion with CBS leadership about this misunderstanding that they had at the President's Vaccine Distribution Summit. So I think we've gotten that all straightened out with them. And we'll be getting CBS and Walgreens vaccinating our nursing home people. Almost 100% of our nursing homes have signed up with that program for a turnkey vaccination operation. And we could have every nursing home patient vaccinated in the United States by Christmas.
This is USA Radio News. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo has been accused of sexual harassment. Jeremy Scott has the details from the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau.
The allegation surfaced in a series of tweets Sunday from Lindsay Boylan, who worked as Cuomo's deputy secretary for economic development and a special advisor from 2015 to 2018. She said, quote, "Many saw it and watched. This was the way for years." A spokesperson for the governor told the Associated Press there is simply no truth to these claims. Boylan tweeted last week that her time in the governor's office was the most toxic team environment. After leaving, she ran for Congress in New York, losing to Democrat Jerry Nadler. From the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
And Germany has announced an even stricter national lockdown as coronavirus cases and deaths in the country continue to rise. Starting this Wednesday, all schools will move to remote learning, most non-food stores will be closed, and all restaurants will be forced to move to takeout and delivery services only. The new restrictions are set to last until January 10th. This is USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. You can call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about. Rarely do we discuss what we discuss off air, on air, but I gotta say, we had a pretty funny little exchange just recently here. So, you're proposing that we do a television show or an expose.
Yeah, I'm saying an expose. On white privilege, because...
And using me as an example of white privilege.
Right.
I've been successful. We're the Free Talk Live's top 25 radio program in America. We've been successful.
After overcoming a felony conviction.
Yep, but I'm a convicted felon. And what you were suggesting was I said that my felony conviction, among other things, prevents me from traveling to certain places like Canada.
Like Canada, which...
And here I am, only 3 hours from Canada. So, you know, it's not like I've got it's not like I'm sitting in Kansas where I've got 1,000 miles I can travel. I can only go certain directions.
Yeah. So I'm saying next time we should take you on an expose, get this documented, and film you trying to get into Canada. And at some point, they're going to look you up and go like, oh, I'm sorry, sir, you're not allowed in Canada because you are a convicted felon.
Indeed. That's exactly what they'll say, yes.
And I'm saying at that point in time, have a card printed that says, like, white privilege on it, and just slide that across the table to them and say, like, does this change anything? Because your white privilege should obviously...
Oh, your white privilege card, sir.
Should obviously get you into Canada because
it's so meaningful.
That's how it works.
And what I said is that we should absolutely bring along a black guy at the same time who doesn't have a convicted felony conviction and try to get him to cross the border without any difficulty. Right this way, sir. No problem. Whereas my butt gets locked up in jail, my white privilege card being meaningless to these befuddled bureaucrats who are like, "What? Why is this crazy person suggesting that he can laminate a piece of paper that says white privilege on it and expect to get in?"
But, I mean, if you have the privilege, why not exercise it, Mark? That's
right.
Kind of what I'm saying.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
And then enjoy Canada for the first time.
A Canadian jail.
Yeah,
that's what I'm going to enjoy. You have a story there that we've been reading regarding a BATF raid on a manufacturer of 80% firearm lowers.
Polymer 80 specifically was the big one that broke. They also, I think they went to the Brownells retail outlet and was checking to see if they had any of these buy build shoot kits. And then I also mentioned briefly, I didn't bother checking it, but a customer also was visited by the ATF for them to pick up one of these buy-build shoot kits that they had purchased.
Speaking of this situation, a couple of years ago, Ian and I visited the Ghost Gunner. You can find Ghost Gunner, I think it's ghostgunner.com, but you have to look it up. This operation, they sell you a machine that carves a weapon out of aluminum.
They basically sell you the 3D printer and then the file to mill this thing.
Yeah, it's more of a small CNC machine than a 3D printer. But nonetheless, it'll make a gun.
Right.
And it was a fascinating operation. I went there with Ernest Hancock, who is the publisher of FreedomsPhoenix.com. And FreedomsPhoenix.com is a news aggregation site for liberty-oriented folks. Well worth the visit. And I highly recommend you signing up for their daily dispatch, as I have many years ago. It's Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com, FreedomsPhoenix.com.
They're in my RSS feed for show prep for everything that I do.
Yeah.
Yep.
They're great.
Great site. Yep. Okay, so the ATF now considers 80% lower receivers sold with the parts kit, such as the one offered by Polymer 80 as the buy-build shoot kit, as we discussed, to be a firearm requiring a background check. But the statute defining a firearm hasn't changed.
Right. So the law that was voted on by your representative has not changed. However, the interpretation of the law, as interpreted by unelected bureaucrats for whom you have never voted, has.
Well, and again,
based on presumably the who's the president.
And again, to be fair, a lot of these manufacturing companies who do these things, they go by the ATF guidance. Right.
Yes,
the ATF says 80% is the cutoff. We go, okay, we've got a product. It's 80%, not a firearm. We can sell that legally to whomever, mail it directly to your door, not a problem. But now they're saying that part, along with the rest of the kit, constitutes a firearm, but did not give any of these companies notice that the guidance has changed. So what did change? ATF is arbitrarily redefining firearms using interpretive guidance. Acting director of the ATF, Regina Lombardo, must feel emboldened by the apparent victory of presidential candidate Joe Biden. So that's where the tie-in comes in. Joe Biden, as part of his, like, you know, war on guns, like, this is his policy position, was taking down pistol prices and 80% lowers. Like, those are the two things that a Biden administration is going to have the ATF focus on.
Because 80% lowers are the big problem out there?
That's the ghost gun.
Yeah, I understand that. But, I mean, like, really, all the shootings that go on in America and 80% lowers are the problem?
No. But and neither are pistol braces.
Neither are pistol braces.
But
yeah, pistol
brace focus.
Yeah, pistol brace is basically a way to turn your to increase your accuracy of your handgun, more or less,
if you use it appropriately.
Right.
In November, she even began working early with the Biden transition team. Again, this is Regina Lombardo. Her reported priorities, again, pistol braces and 80% receivers. But this is more than cooperating with a transition team. Lombardo has begun advancing the Biden-Harris gun control agenda during the Trump administration. So that's why the ATF hasn't been emboldened to go after Polymer 80. They've recently gone after a gun manufacturer redefining their pistol because of the brace that it had on it into a rifle, making people felons overnight. And then they backtracked on that, and they're going after the pistol brace manufacturer.
It'll be interesting to see how the pressure comes down and these sorts of things. But I can't see how a legally purchased 80% lower, legally manufactured and all this sort of thing is going to be too much of an issue for the person who bought it. Now, if you're a convicted felon and you've decided to go the 80% lower route and you were foolish enough to buy it in your own name, then I can see there might be some issue. And maybe, the ATF visits somebody and says, hey, what'd you do with that 80% lower? I gave it to my friend who's a convicted felon.
I don't have to answer that question.
Well, that's a great thing. Whenever you're dealing with law enforcement, this is a great move, is to simply say, I'm not answering questions today, but you can direct those to my attorney.
Absolutely.
And they ask who your attorney is. You say, well, you're a police officer, right? Do some police work. I mean, you don't have any obligation to tell them who your attorney is, but, you could. And then your attorney will say, yeah, we're not answering those questions. Thanks. They won't even bother calling your attorney because they already know what the attorney is going to say, because the attorneys are all over YouTube telling you, never talk to a law enforcement agent.
At all.
Right. Now, the law enforcement agents really hate this advice, and they have all kinds of things they'll say regarding it, but they won't call your lawyer because they know better.
Yeah.
This is not worth their time.
Well, how are they supposed to conduct their investigation if you're not giving them answers?
Well, I can't tell you how many people are in prison as a percentage because they snitched on themselves, but I can tell you that percentage is high.
Yep.
If they would have never spoken to the police officer, the place would be largely empty.
So the big deal with this article, just to recap everything, they took the names of customers, so obviously, in my opinion, to build that database, and they're, regardless of what you want to say about the presidential election, they do feel emboldened to...
They're emboldened, yeah.
To start enacting the Biden-Harris agenda earlier on.
Yeah.
Illegally.
Yeah, I wonder how many people who care about the Second Amendment chose to vote for Joe Biden anyway in hopes that he would not do anything. Curious. What do you think? 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Honeybay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE as in freedom. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. It's Mark with you.
And Richie Rich.
Yeah, so we've been all over the board tonight. And you can call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about, because that's what we do here on Free Talk Live. But I think we've sort of wrapped up this segment about the manufacturer of the 80% lowers getting raided.
Unless you have any concerns or comments you want to call in about. Yeah, that's the whole story right there as it stands.
The number is 855-450-3733. I have concerns in so much as the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms has, presumably with the blessing of the president-elect, hasn't even taken office yet, reinterpreted laws that the words haven't changed at all, that Americans are now getting a different form of law enforcement than they were getting previously without their representatives voting on it at all. And I think that's problematic. And if you think otherwise, I'd love to hear from you, because maybe I'm wrong. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. However, if you do disagree with me and you're listening, it's unlikely that you will call, because you're probably one of these people that considers themselves a victim.
Ah, yes. Because self-victimhood is now a personality type.
It's always been a personality type.
Well, researchers have now discovered it.
Yeah. At the very least, I think anybody can fall into a sort of victimhood spiral.
People who suffer from a quote-unquote, tendency for interpersonal victimhood present themselves as weak, hurt, and vengeful. Many social commentators have argued that an emerging victimhood culture incentivizes people to see themselves as weak, traumatized, and aggrieved.
Yeah, I mean, is all you have to do is spend a little time on Twitter, Facebook,
social media generally,
and you're going to see this personality type. It's all over the place. You know, people who maybe they aren't, they have to claw some kind of victimhood out of the ether.
Yes.
You know, well, now they have one of the 57 different genders out there.
Whatever it takes, man.
Yeah, whatever it takes.
Whatever it takes to be like the minority fighting that uphill battle against whatever majority
men. And if you disagree with them, you're an edgelord and a bad person. Fedora wearing neckbeard.
Well, that's just libertarians. In higher education...
I believe Ian's fedora is right here in the room, if I remember correctly.
In higher education, this has been associated with increased demands for specific accommodations, like trigger warnings, which don't work.
Trigger warnings. Yeah, right. So, these trigger warnings are a reality for college professors. Not exactly the most conservative people in the world, by the way. These liberals, and liberal used to mean... you know, the idea that you would approach all kinds of different topics. But now what it means is I can't handle this different topic.
Right. And the other one, the policing of microaggressions, which is ill-conceived, also a problem in higher education.
Yeah, what is a microaggression? Can you help me with that?
I don't know how to define it. For me, it's like know it when you see it.
Okay.
It's basically, I want to say, passive-aggressive comments where it's not necessarily like a trigger warning, but it just makes people feel like, you know, you've done something aggressive to them for whatever reason. That's a poor definition, but that's the only way I can explain it.
A statement, action, or incident regarded as an instance of indirect, subtle, or unintentional discrimination against members of a marginalized group such as a racial or ethnic minority. So indirect, subtle, or unintentional discrimination against members of a marginalized group.
Yeah. I said passive-aggressive because it's...
It has that sort of feel to it.
Yeah.
You know, that would be subtle. Passive-aggressive would be the subtle definition here. So, yeah.
Okay, but what if this is not merely a trend, but an entire personality type? A new paper in the Scientific... Oh,
there's a lot of people whose this is their personality.
Oh, yeah.
They're just out there policing people's thought process, and they're keeping a strong eye on the traditionally powerful groups. I'm thinking white males and these sorts of things. I mean, people have gone through so much work to determine who has privilege and who doesn't. You can take a test online to find out how much privilege you have. And then, I guess, presumably feel bad or good based on those numbers. I don't really know. One of the things that was lacking from the test, by the way, was a felony conviction, which I think is really important to consider, because a felony conviction actually means that somebody can discriminate against you.
Yes.
Now, obviously, you made a choice that in many cases made a choice in order to get this sort of felony conviction, as they refer to it. But it's still very real discrimination. Discrimination ensconced in law, as opposed to the rest of this, which is, I don't think I got the job based on, you know, this, or I think that this person was mean to me, or they set my coffee cup down too hard, or whatever the complaint is.
Check the box on the job application if you're a felon.
Right.
Yeah. That's
and
big.
It used to be within 7 years, and now it's just if you've ever been convicted.
Yep. But what is not merely a trend, also a personality type, a new paper in the scientific journal Personality and Individual Differences posits a tendency for interpersonal victimhood, TIV, an archetype defined. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is one of the things that would really concern me. Let's say it's bad enough to deal with these people on Facebook and Twitter. And by the way, during the election, I decided I was just getting off of Facebook.
Okay.
And I have spent very little time there since the election.
My wife recently deactivated her Facebook account.
Yes. Yeah. I didn't go that far because, well, I've got my reasons, and I'll, you know, they'll become apparent in the relatively near future. But the... but I just basically, you know, spending time there, it's a cesspool. However, what I think to myself is why would I want to talk, why would I want to have a relationship with one of these people? You know, these people that are, you know, out there constantly. Can you imagine what that's like?
These archetypes, you mean? Like,
yeah.
Like the people, yeah.
These people that are constantly looking for the victimhood and blaming whomever and, you know, wow.
No, I would not at all. I would disassociate from those people immediately. In real life, on Facebook, that can be a form of entertainment when you got nothing better to do. It will be interesting, as an aside, to see, you know, with the incoming Biden administration on all these Trump failures, right, how many of the conservative, the right, now fall within, you know, start to exhibit these personality traits, right? Like, they're the victim now because they got screwed over, their election was stolen, it's, you know.
It should be interesting to see. When you say it's entertainment, I used to make the claim that, you know, somehow this was entertainment for me. But I think it's very difficult to remain above the fray.
Okay.
So for me, it was taking, like, I would think about these people, even if I didn't respond, I would think about what they said. And then I'd want to respond, but maybe I would or maybe I wouldn't. But they would occupy mind space.
Okay.
And that mind space is extraordinarily valuable. I mean, that's where you live. This is you live in your internal conversation. And to let these people who, you know, just lack reason and proper behavior to occupy my mind, I think it's just way too valuable. Why would I give that to them? My most valuable thing, which is my time on this planet, to these people who aren't going to be convinced of anything I say. You could speak reason to them all day long, especially on a platform like Facebook.
Yeah.
Mind you, where they, you know, not. But, I mean, you know, I've talked to them in real life where you can have reasonable conversations. You'll do much better. But, you know, on Facebook, man. Well, and so I just basically decided this is, you know, it's just not working. Ian, the other co-host here on Free Talk Live, the main host, he gave up Facebook, I think, probably 2 years ago. 3 years, he says from the background. 3 years ago, and, you know, he's adamant that this is just a, you know, a much better way to live life. And,
oh, yeah.
I mean, he was a flame war jockey. He loved fighting. And, you know, it just got to be too big of a burden and not worth it to him.
Yeah.
And I got to say, I mean, and I'm sure, they've got way too much power and they're yucky. It's a yucky place.
I'm sure I'll get there at some point, but right now, still fun sometimes.
I'm not trying to convince you of anything. I'm just speaking my highest truth, which is Facebook's a cesspool. Free Talk Live.
I agree.
Your thoughts, 855-450-3733.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.